Everybody. Yes, got the AC working. Well done, Mrs. Secretary. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's meeting of the Board of Public Works. And before we begin, I understand the comptroller has an announcement that she would like to share. Madam Comptroller.
Thank you. It's about everybody's favorite topic, taxes. Decades ago, Louis Goldstein went around the state and rightly bragged that he took the office of the comptroller from pencil and paper to the mainframe. And there it has stayed for about 30 years. That is how long our taxpayers have been relying on the same system, all built in COBOL, all on a mainframe, systems that were built before most of us had a smartphone, before broadband was in most homes. And for three decades, those systems have mostly held up. They have gone down, but they have limited our ability to provide transparency and accountability to Marylanders. They've limited the ability to process new tax types, for instance, all the pass-through entity taxes and more. The technology has real limits, and we've seen them over the last few years. That's why over the last few years, we have been working hard to make government work better by modernizing. And we just announced this week that on September 1st, the Office of the Comptroller will launch Maryland Tax Connect for individual filers, the most significant upgrade to our tax administration infrastructure in a generation or two. It's not a software patch or website redesign. It is a completely new system and new reimagining of how Marylanders will file their tax returns, make payments, manage their accounts, and interact with our office. For the millions of Marylanders who file every year, it means a modern, secure, and more intuitive portal built for how people live and work today. It will also provide a single unified experience at mdtaxconnect.gov, where Maryland individuals and businesses can both file returns, set up payment plans, respond to bills, and manage their accounts. And for tax practitioners, CPAs, accountants, and preparers who advocate for their clients every single day, I think this is the modernization that people have really been waiting for. We know Marylanders' time is valuable. We know that navigating legacy systems costs hours, and we want to do better. For our agency, it's also transformational. When I first walked around the agency halls and was meeting people and everybody was on a green screen computer, I was like, what is going on here? But now our team will be learning new processes and in new modern platforms. Transformations of this scale require an incredible amount of preparation. There are key dates between now and September 1st that really matter, including a period of time where our entire system will be down. We must migrate 4 billion records from the mainframe to the cloud. And that turns out takes some time to go through the fiber. So our entire system will be down for a period of about 10 days at the end of August. We have launched a webpage at marylandcomptroller.gov/individualtaxhub for everybody to look at our dates, learn more information, and we're excited to do better. So our agency is really looking forward to this upgrade. It's been years in the making, and we'll continue to keep Marylanders informed every step of the way, what's coming, what to expect, and when. 30 years is a really long time, and we're hoping this investment serves Marylanders now for decades to come. Thanks.
Thank you. Well done. With that, we will get started with the business of the day. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Good morning, Governor, and good morning to you, Madam Comptroller and Mr. Treasurer. There are 20 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and one report of an emergency procurement contract award. I'm happy to assist with answering any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'd actually like to start with highlighting item 17, which is a request from the Maryland State Library Agency to award the $13 million in grant funding for 8 public library projects in counties all across this wonderful state, where each year we approve funding to support our public libraries through the Maryland County Library Capital Grant Program. And through this program, it's the state that's partnering with our local governments and our local leaders to be able to build, to be able to renovate, to be able to support, to be able to uplift the library facilities that are meeting our state's evolving needs. And since 2008, the program has helped to construct 21 new library facilities statewide. This summer, we will add to additional library. We will add additional libraries that are going to open their doors. The Friendsville Library in Garrett County and the Pocomoke Library in Worcester County. Public libraries, why this is so important is they are absolutely vital to our not just educational support, not just the places that, you know, we have active users and you know, just treasure troves of books, but they're gathering spots. They're places where people get together. They're places where people can get internet access. They're places where people can be able to have their imaginations run wild about what their long-term contribution is going to be to their communities and to the state. And they truly serve as community hubs. And it's why we've been very proud that, you know, with our administration, we've increased fiscal year 2027 funding for the program by $5.3 million. And it's because of that additional support that the Maryland State Library Agency was able to fund every single eligible library construction project that was submitted this year. We are proud of our library systems. We're proud of our librarians. We're proud of the educators and the community leaders that will not just work in them, but that will be supported by them. And we look forward to the great work of the Maryland State Library Agency and our local library systems. And we're thankful for the work that they will continue to do, you know, thanks to this funding. So we're really appreciative.
I just want to echo that. Well said, Mr. Governor. Libraries provide such a critical service to Marylanders, and they are also a crucial partner during tax season. Not to be
always
on a theme
back
today. The money comes in, then we have it to spend, right? They serve as participating locations for many of our volunteer income tax assistance programs. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them. And I was recently at Twin Beaches Branch in Calvert County, and then Spalding Branch in Prince George's. And it's always fun to go to our libraries. So cool. And I voted at the Southeast Branch just last week. So, you know, our libraries are so important. So thank you for funding these, and congratulations, everyone.
And reminder, go vote.
Go vote. Last go day vote. Of early go voting vote. Today.
May I have a motion to approve the Secretary's agenda?
Motion to approve the Secretary's agenda.
And is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. We will move on to the Department of Natural Resources. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, Josh Kurtz, Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. The department is presenting 9 items for your consideration today, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Loving the Smith Island Recreation Improvement. Any comments on the DNR agenda? Okay, may I have a motion to approve the DNR agenda?
Motion to approve the DNR agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thanks so much, Mr. Secretary. There are no items on the USM agenda, so we will welcome Ms. Radomski from MDOT. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Governor. Good morning, Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, my name is Valerie Radomski, Chief Procurement Officer for the Maryland Department of Transportation. Today, we are presenting 21 agenda items for your consideration and withdrawing item 5C. Our agenda includes 4 awards to certified small businesses, totaling $14 million. And we have representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Are there any comments, questions on the MDOT agenda?
Nope.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the MDOT agenda?
Motion to approve the MDOT agenda.
And is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thanks so much for announcing. Thank you. We will conclude the DGS agenda. Secretary Charger, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer, for the record, I'm the Chief Charger, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. The department today is presenting 50 items in our agenda. We will be withdrawing 3 items today. Those 3 items are 27S, 31S, OPT, MOD, option mod, and 48 CGL. Those are the 3 items we'll be withdrawing today. Our agenda does feature 28 capital grants and loans, totaling more than $13.3 million. I did want to highlight one very quick glance, item 8CGL, which provides $250,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metropolitan Baltimore, which supports around 2,000 youth across Baltimore City, Howard County, Dorchester County, and Wicomico counties. These funds will be used for the development of a Baltimore Ravens Boys and Girls Club at the Hilton Recreation Center located in Baltimore City. And as continue to keep an eye on minority business participation, our agenda does include 3 contract actions to certified minority businesses totaling more than $6.5 million and 2 contract actions to certified small businesses totaling more than $700,000. We have agency representatives here to answer any questions you may have.
Great, thank you. Thank you. Well done. I'd actually like to take a moment just to highlight item 21, requesting the Department of Health to award a $1 million grant to the Greater Baton Medical Centers, construction of a 40,000 square foot health center over in Prince George's County. This is a nonprofit that provides primary and preventative care services to underserved individuals, but not just in Prince George's County. It will serve people in Prince George's County. It will serve folks in Charles County, and will serve folks over in St. Mary's County, where it works to really eliminate health disparities and improve health throughout the various community and to all the various community members, and making sure that we can get not just quality, but also affordable care to all of our folks. It will also be federally qualified, help provide mental, medical, dental, pediatric, and expanded behavioral health care services. And so we're very excited about seeing the work they're going to continue to do. Madam Comptroller, I know some other comments on
DGF. Sure. Thank you, Mr. Governor. Great comments. I just want to highlight a couple items. I was just at Howard Community College for their commencement. It was fantastic. Item 22 on the DGS agenda, we have the grants to 8 of our community colleges in item 22 today. And these funds provide really just dedicated state funding to address critical improvements, repairs, and deferred maintenance at our 15 locally governed community colleges and Baltimore City Community College. For the over 112,000 Marylanders enrolled in community colleges, this money means better classrooms, more reliable heating and cooling systems, safer labs, and facilities that support present and future instructional needs of the present and future. So really pleased to be able to support that investment in Maryland's future today. And then also just wanted to note sort of generally, although I have it pegged at item 24C, is that this is our last meeting before the new advisory on climate and sustainability takes effect. So items like this one, really excited to make sure that we are spending in a way that builds on our climate goals and builds a more resilient and sustainable future. So look forward to seeing how the advisory will be implemented and bringing a more transparent, climate-conscious look at all of this work. So thank you, Mr. Secretary, for all of your work and help towards meeting that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's a team effort. Really appreciate it.
I also think there is an extension. I think there's 2 bond extensions past the 7 years. Item 47, GL. So I just ask that we just pull those out. And the rest... I don't have questions on anything else. Thank you.
Page 47.
Yep.
Thank you. So no further discussion, Ms. Secretary. We'll pull item 47 out for a separate vote. So first, we'll take up item 47. On that item, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Great. I will be the second. And so the item will pass 2-1. Comptroller voting in the negative. On the remaining item for the DGS agenda, sans item 47. May I have a motion to approve that agenda?
Motion to approve the DGS agenda.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. And before we conclude today's meeting, I want to turn it over to
Thank you, Governor. First of all, let me do something impromptu. I want to mention the passing of former Senator Nathan Irby. This is one of the few that I didn't get to serve with that I brought before you, but Senator Irby, I believe he served from 12 years. And before that, he was on the Baltimore City Council for another 8 years, I believe. Reading through his bio, he has an extensive public service record. Yes, from talking to former legislators that did serve with him, he just sounded like a terrific legislator, someone to aspire to be. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was about 95 when he passed, so he or thereabout. So he, he had a nice long journey and certainly a life well lived, and I'm sure he's going to be truly missed by all of us. So I just wanted to mention that. Secondly, and this will be brief. When I was a delegate, there was a project called the Hampton Park Project. That was in my district, in District 25. I tell you what, in the interest of expediency, is there someone maybe from Department of Human Services that could give us just a brief synopsis of the Hampton Park project as it relates to DHS? I know it's a very vast thing and we don't need to hear about the other stuff, but just as it relates to...
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, and Mr. Treasurer, thank you. For the record, my name is Stacey Rogers, and I have the honor of serving as the Acting Secretary of the Maryland State Department of Human Services. We are here today to provide some background information on the project. The staff briefed me recently on this incredible project that has been under work for about 10 years. And I would just like to say the agenda for us is about efficiency and effectively serving the residents of Prince George's County. Co-location is a common theme among the counties, which I've had the opportunity to visit 22 of our 24 counties since arriving April 1st. And it's a common theme because it helps residents receive the services that they need, whether it's county-based services or state services, in a reasonable way and not to have to go to numerous places to get the services that they need. So it's a very important project for us. Prince George's County government and colleagues, we've worked collectively to move this project forward. I'd like to have my chief of staff, who has been involved in this project for a very long time, Mr. Webb Yee, to give you some high-level information about how critical the project is and how important it is to both Prince George's County and to the state.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Webster Yee, for chief of staff for the Department of Human Services. Mr. Treasurer, to your question, for about a decade, we've been trying to, as the Secretary said, consolidate human service, health and human services within Prince George's County at Hampton Park. There is a $35 million office building, 115,000 square foot, that was built as one of the key anchors for this redevelopment project. It would have, it will bring in the County Health Department, a senior center, the aging center, and also the Prince George's County Department of Social Services. About a week ago, we received a notice from the county government saying that they wanted to withdraw from the ongoing lease agreement negotiations, which we would have brought to the board in July.
Reason why, is everyone finished before I? Mm-hmm. Oh, the reason why I brought that up, see, that project's in Capitol Heights where I grew up, and former Governor Hogan, as a matter of fact, grew up there. It was... That project means a lot to that area, or will mean a lot. Well, not just to that area, to the county at large, but certainly to that area. So when I was hearing, you know, the sort of back and forth about is it still on, is it off, I saw, you know, the dueling correspondence, I became concerned because we had to have, we need, that project was needed. It was going to benefit, you know, certainly our senior population and, you know, those with, you know, certain disabilities. So it meant a lot. I reached out to the county executive. We spoke 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, on a couple of things. And, you know, she had looked into it as well. You know, she had heard word of what she told me and what she... What she assured me was that there was a miscommunication between the state and the county in terms of, you know, I guess wires being crossed, and that if the state still wanted to be there, that the state was more than welcome, that we needed to do this. So I told her that I was going to have this conversation with you all, and to ask you all to, you know, get in contact with whoever you're working with. If that's a problem, or if we're having connection issues, then, you know, we can go directly to the county executive, and I'm happy to help facilitate that. I don't think it's necessary, but, you know, it to make that happen. But it was too important for it to fall through the cracks. And, you know, I guess that old constituent services in me still sort of kicks in. It's probably not my role, but that important, as you so eloquently mentioned, that project is too important to the county, certain that to that area, for a miscommunication to derail it. But again, she assured me that the county is welcoming of the state, and that we just need to, you know, I guess reach out, give a call, get everything ironed out. And I think you all were targeting was sometime in our July meeting or one of our July meetings to get that done. So I think it can still, you know, be on track to get it done then. So I just wanted to have that, you know, pass that along, that we're good. And, you know, while I'm at it, she also assured me that the little park thing that caused such a stir, Governor, I don't know what you were thinking, but it caused such a stir, but that was going to open as well. So he told me the state money is still, you know, we're still taking good care of the state money, and that those projects are going to go through. So I'll end there. But if you have any problems, I would strongly encourage you all to go directly to the county executive. And if you need me to help facilitate that, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you.
No, thank you. And thank you for the comments. Thank you for the work too. You know, just highlighted, you're right. And this is a project that has been going on now for a decade across administrations, across both state and county administrations. And it is important because we need to make sure we have that one-stop shop framework for people, because, you know, whether you're talking about an older adult, or whether you're talking about a veteran, you know, their life is not parsed out within departments. So therefore, we need to make sure that our services are not necessarily parsed out, making it harder than it needs to be for them to get what they need. So, definitely appreciate that, and appreciate the work and the resources that are continuing going to.
Likewise, we look forward to approving the lease at one of our July meetings. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
I just want to say, Mr. Treasurer, that we
appreciate it. Thank you.
Just want to give a quick update, Mr. Treasurer. DGS obviously helping to facilitate the lease negotiations and the coordination of the lease. As late as yesterday, we received correspondence from the county willing to meet and re-engage in the project. So very hopeful to move forward. We're right now targeting, hopefully, fingers crossed, a July 22nd BPW date with a September 1st commencement date for the lease.
Thank you.
We thank you for your support.
Okay.
Well done. Thank you. That concludes today's meeting of the Board of Public Works. Next meeting will be the first day of July. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.